Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on June 15th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the close of nomination court that saw an unprecedented high number of candidates submit their papers for nomination.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz short wave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we're talking about the close of nomination courts yesterday that saw thousands of people show interest in contesting council, parliamentary, and presidential elections.
By the end of nomination yesterday, thousands of potential candidates had submitted their papers, with a record 23 presidential candidates.
Of these 23, only four are women: Joyce Mujuru of the People's Rainbow Coalition, Thokozani Kupe of the MDCT, Dzapasi Melba of the Freedom Movement Zimbabwe, and Mariacha Violet of the United Democratic Front.
Will all those 23 meet the standards required by Zimbabweans when they go to vote? That's up for discussion today. You can call us here on our number 202-619-2077 and we'll discuss about that, not only focusing on the presidential candidates, but we have National Assembly candidates and council candidates, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, and please note that we are live streaming this show right now on Facebook pages VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Wangu Chris, nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yevanhu vakakwanisa kunge vachisvitsa mapepa kudare renomination kana matare enomination court nezuro. Tinonzwa kuti pane vanhu vanoita 23 vakaisa mazita kuti vakwikwidze musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Chinwe chinhu chichamboitika munhoroondo yesarudzo muZimbabwe. Ndinofunga kuti nguva yakambonzi pane vakawanda vanenge vanga vari vashanu, asi rwendo uno kune 23 vari kukwikwidza. Tonzwawo kuti kumakanzuruko aiwa ibokoshindi ibesanwa vanhu vakakwanisa kunge vachisvitsa mapepa, zvimwe chete nekumaparliamentary kana kuti National Assembly kana vamiriri vematare eparamende. Vamwe vaitoti vachibva kumbato rimwe chete unzwa kuti kwapinda vaviri vachakwikwidza munzvimbo imwe chete, kutiwo vamwe vari vatatu, dzimwe nguva mamwe mapato achishaya vanhu vanovamirira. Hatikanganiwo zvakati kuti kune vakazvimirira anonzi maindependent candidates vakaisawo mapepa. Saka ndonyatira kuti tingokurukura nezvazvo nhasi kuti mutambo wavhurika, idariro ravhurwa iri. Vanogona kupinda muchitamba, pindai tikurukure, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, lamhlanje ke zulu kandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk esixoxa khona ke ngokhetho lwama-nomination court olwenze izolo. Kwaba labantu abaningi kakhulu okungaze ubonakale abafake amaphepha ukubana labo bafuna ukuncintisa. Kulabo abafuna ukuba ngumongameli kulabo ngamachumi amabili lantathu, i-23 ungazake kubonakale, ngoba ngomnyaka odlule ngokhetho olwedluleyo bekulabahlanu kuphela, 5, kodwa lo umnyaka sizwa kuthiwa nga bonke bevunyelwe, ngoba bakhona abangavunyelwanga abafana lo mnumzana Maxwell Shumba esizaxoxalaye ke kuhlelo lwethu lolu ongasenelisanga ngoba kuthiwa kukhona okungahambanga kuhle. Okutsho ukuthi nga bonke bebelamaphepha abo ahamba kuhle, nga asazi Jonga, maybe we could be having 50 or 100 presidential candidates.
That's true. Chris, tisataenda kuna va Elton Mangoma matinonzwa kuti vaparunare vatoda kuti kurukure nawo regai tingoita nguva dikidiki yokungo tingoverenga mazita evachakwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika vane mapepa akatambirwa pana va Busha Joseph Makamba ve Free Zimbabwe Congress Chamisa Nelson of MDC Alliance, Chigovare Tonderai Johannes of People's Progressive Party, Chikanga Evaristo Washington of Rebuild Zimbabwe, Zapa Simeoba of Hashtag 1980 Freedom Movement Zimbabwe, Gava Mapfumo Peter of United Democratic Front, Klabangana Kwanele of Republicans Party of Zimbabwe, Howe Mhambi Divine of National Alliance of Patriotic and Democratic Republicans, Kasia Muru Blessing of Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity, Kupe Tokozani of Movement for Democratic Change T, Maduku Lavmo of National Constitutional Assembly, Mangoma Elton Steers of Coalition of Democrats, Manyikano Wangoni of Build Zimbabwe Alliance, Mariacha Violet of United Democratic Movement, Mnangagwa Emerson Dambuzo of Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, Moyongosana Donald of Alliance for the People's Agenda, Muteki Brian Taurai, an independent candidate, Mugadza William Taonezhi of Bethel Christian Party, Mujuru Joyce Teura Europa of People's Rainbow Coalition, Munyanduri Tendai Peter of New Patriotic Front, Mutiniri Ambrose of National Patriotic Front, Shumba Daniel of United Democratic Alliance, and Wilson Harry Peter of Democratic Opposition Party, kutuwaite 23, kutupira izwi Krisi, kupira mwaya ndishwerenga, 23, dai wanga waka nyori savese, dai ndishiruguenda.
Asazi kuti ballot paper kwenye za vinjani.
Rinegara kamira se, ya tungu, tanga ni kutambira vamangoma ndo, vachange vachi, mirira mbatano izwa, we Coalition of Democrats, kana kuti code. Tuno gamchira ene mfaro, pa chirongwa chedu vamangoma.
Zvakanaka makadi vateereri.
Tinodaira kuti vateereri vapenyu. Vamangoma mungatudzawo pamusoro pekukwanisa kusvitsa mapepa kwamakaita semumwe wevanhu vachakwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika makamirira mubatanidzwa Coalition of Democrats kana kuti CODE.
Takaendesa mapepa nguva dzichiita kuma 11. Tikazo zvanaka. Ndofunga dzenge dza kuma 6 kana kuma kuma 6 chaiko. Zvakanonoka zvisingaiti. Zvimwe zvacho zvainge zvichitoneta ipapo hanzi mufananidzo yondoenda endesa mafotograf. Haziriwo asi kutaridzira imwe nzewe. Torwa izvemamwe. Zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvakanyorwa pamapepa kuti kana muchida kuti mapicture atinenge tichiendesa anofanira kunge akamira akati akati akati. And uyezve vamwe kuti tinge tisina voters roll. Saka taingoita tisingazive kuti vanhu vatanyora varimo here muvoters roll kana kuti kwete. Tabva pavoters roll tinge apo takatarisa voters roll paya rimwe racho ringe rine mamistake akawanda chaizvo ekuti unoona zvabuda muvoters roll zvakasiyana nekaslip akaonenge wapiwa woshaya kuti munhu akanga atamba nedata neinformation yacho anga achibva kupi. Saka zvinhu zvekuti zvinge zviri mumaoko mavo kuti wapinda here kana kuti hauna kupinda.
Asi tichitarisa kubudirira kwamakaita kusvitsa magwaro kwakakosha zvakadi.
Kwakakosha nekuti iye zvino vanhu veZimbabwe vane mukana wekuti onai vamangoma vapo ndiye munhu anokwanisa kuti aunze team inoita kuti nhamo yeZimbabwe ipere. Zvakwavari kuti vanoda here kuti nhamo yavo ipere kana kuti vanoda kuti nhamo yavo irambe ichienderera mberi.
Yes, Mr. Mangoma, so how many candidates, parliamentary candidates, did you field as a coalition and as a coalition again, did you field in all the council seats for all the provinces?
Isu sevanhu vanga vagara vachida zvomubatanidzwa hatina kuisa macandidates ese kwete. Nekuti asi takaisa about 50 izvezvi macandidates parliamentary nevakawanda wema council information yacho haichati yanyatopera kuti takapinda wakaita sei ma council asi wengo wakawanda takaona tambudziko pa inonzi proportional representation ne senate nekuti tekinge takanyora vanhu watatu watatu tichiti ha ukaona wosvika 50% ndo kuti vanhu watatu wapinde mapepa edo akarambwa kunze kweHarare wakaramba wachita wanofanira kunge wachiita 1-6 tichiti hazvina basa kuti anofanira kunge achiita 6 saka tiri kutomboongorora nemagweta edu kuti tione kuti mutemo uyo wakaona kupi wekuti vanoramba mapepa vanhu vanenge wakanyatsonyoreswa zvakanaka.
Maybe just for the benefit of those who cannot understand Shona, maybe you can explain the process that you went through yesterday when you were submitting your papers to represent the coalition of Democrats and how important this is to your party and the people of Zimbabwe.
Okay, thank you. Firstly, I think the presidential papers, I sent mine around 11 o'clock, and I think the process took a very long time, including having to redo the photographs, because they were telling me that the photos, even if they were passport size, as they had requested, did not meet their specification, which specifications were never meant and made known to anyone, which was really troublesome. We also don't know what other things that they were checking. But finally, the papers were accepted, I think, after 5 o'clock. So that side went on okay. The result is that I'm properly nominated. But we had difficulties with our other candidates, particularly when it came to parliamentary and council. The major problems were on the birth certificate. They had said they wanted a birth certificate, but when people presented a birth certificate, they then turned around and said, no, we wanted the long birth certificate. So a number of our candidates had the short form of birth certificate, and they never indicated anywhere that they needed the long birth certificate, which they should do. Then people were turned away. People were also turned away because there were no the candidates or the nominators were said not to be in the voter roll. We were very surprised because a lot of our people were turned away because of that. And we see it as a way of really screening people where they didn't want other contestants to be. And there was no way of telling whether indeed these people were not in the voters' roll or not, because we had done a fair amount of due diligence to ensure that those we put in as nominators were indeed had registration, voter registration slips. So that part of it we are very unhappy with. We're also unhappy in that for the proportional representation for the women in the National Assembly and for Senate, we had not put in the full 6 candidates because there is no point in putting in 6 candidates because it means you are going to get 100% of the vote. We had put in 2, in some cases 3, and these were turned down. And on the basis that it must be 6, and we don't know where that law has come from. And we are certainly consulting with our lawyers to say this is neither constitutional nor legal.
So did your party fail to raise the numbers that Zek wanted? Did you fail to raise 6 in each province?
No, but you see, the point is that a province, and you are now at a provincial center, at a registration center, and in most cases, we only managed to do it in Harare, because it's fairly near. You can call people to come in. And we're also wanting those people to present themselves with all the details that I've talked about, that they needed a birth certificate, they needed an ID, when in fact for proportional representation on the form, it wasn't even mentioned. So when you talk about Mashonaland East, this was being done in Marondera, and some people are as far as Chikomba and so on. There is no way of actually calling these people to come and present themselves with those documents.
Mm. Then the other issue, Mr. Mangoma, that Zimbabweans have been discussing about, that was a topic on the social media, was the high number of presidential candidates, 23, they say it's an unprecedented number. Do you have anything to say about this, or is the democracy that the constitution provides to Zimbabweans?
Well, I think let the people express themselves the way they are, indeed let those who are good amongst them rise up. It's not a question of someone should not be there so that we can rise. I think there have been long negotiations that took place. Mm-hmm. And these negotiations were going nowhere. Mostly because there are some people who thought that they are above everybody else, and that everybody must, all the others must simply listen to what they say when they have failed a number of times in the past. So this thing here, it allows people to express themselves. I'm hoping that the Zimbabweans will be able to listen very carefully and decipher those who can really make the fortunes of this country get better, as opposed to those who simply talk and have a track record of failure.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mangoma. Please do stay on the line. We have another guest, Jonga. We have Mr. Max Mkandla. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mkandla, please do stay on the line. We are going to get back to you shortly because we also have a listener who has been holding on for some time. Sakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo.
Yeah, igama ngubani ba?
Desire.
Desire. Ungapi komhlaba?
Isejobeke
Soweto. Oh, Soweto. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Yebo. Ngalolu daba okukhulunywa ngalo lama candidates amaningi.
Yeah.
Especially ku credential yabo.
Mm.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi laba abanye abaningi bawe-six card.
Kungani usitsho njalo?
Babaya nje lapha kuyowe-six card and baya-divide i-vote. Like ubona laba afana nabo Mangoma abaphuma ku-NPC.
Mm.
After kulwa yonke le minyaka belwisana ne-ZANU-PF. Uma sekuyisikhathi ukuthi bane-chance yokuthi bawine against i-ZANU-PF, bona baphuma bawenza into zabo. Abaziyo kamhlophe ukuthi yena uMangoma lapho nabo bonke la uThokozani kube bayazi kahle ukuthi angeke bawine ngoba ukuwina amavoti kuya ngokuthi unabantu abangana.
Mhm.
Angazi ngiyibona irali kaMangoma.
Ah, okay.
Yadivide amavoti ngoba ayikho into abazoyenza. Bawudivide nje amavoti ala abantu kade bevele bevotele i-NPC nalabo abangathandi i-ZANU-PF. Bayohamba bayovotela la ngoba abantu angeke siqhubeke sibushwa i-ZANU-PF. Mina ngakwazi. Kana elapho enomgabo yonke ikhandani sikamgabo yonke into ishikashikade beyenza kade bebonke nomgabo. So ayikhinto entsha umnanga zabenile zabantu. Into ekuhlungu ukuthi laba abantu akade sibhekelele kubo sithembe bona yiba sebe-divide i-vote manje.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Siza uyakwazi ukukhuluma isikhiwa kumbe isishona, sikuphi ukukhulume la umbuze yena uMangoma silaye lapho ecingweni.
Yeah, I can try to speak English.
Mr. Mangoma, we have this caller here. He wants to ask a few questions.
That's perfectly okay. I hope he is a voter.
Okay. Yeah, desire now. I'm going to talk to you about it.
Hey, what good do you say?
I'm all right, Magadi.
And you don't. I'm crying, my comrade, or since I said my comrade is fine. Because you people started very well with the NPC who have worked with you. And now that we are divided, we have you, we have got Tobozani Kupe. Last time again it was Welshman Nube who went away and then divided the vote. What is it difficult that you can't as comrades, you can't resolve so that you can have only one strong party that will have hope that it will win against Zanu-PF? What is it that difficult?
Well, our intention was always to have one strong party. As you know, I was a very strong member of the MDC. But the MDC lost its way when we were in the inclusive government. We became same as ZANU-PF. And when we tried, some of us, to try and correct what was wrong, then we got beaten. And that showed that the MDC that we knew and we had joined had really morphed into a ZANU-PF. So there was hardly any difference between MDC and ZANU-PF in that my colleagues in MDC were using violence. They also had become corrupt. They also had become inept, and they were playing the same power games as ZANU-PF. And that's not what people wanted. They wanted to see a very clear difference between ZANU-PF and MDC, apart from the names. And in terms of the behavior that was there, there is hardly any difference now. When you put MDC on the left-hand side, you put ZANU-PF on the right-hand side, and see what is the difference. There is absolutely nothing except the names.
Okay.
I understand that, but
and believe you me, I tried to talk to them up until last week to say, guys, let's work together. We can do this. Let's go back to our roots. Let's go to the same values that are actually contained in the Constitution, their Constitution and our Constitution. But they don't like that. So that became a problem.
Mm. Yeah, that's so sad. That was my wish, that if we were together, we were going to win against Mnangagwa. Because I don't think
MDC must be rejected equally as the ZANU-PF must be rejected. Because they are no longer serving the interest of the people, they are serving the interest of the leadership.
Okay, thank you so much, Desire. I hope you are answered.
Thank you very much, Honorable Manzoma.
Thank you
for explaining your side of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will be able to tell you exactly the truth because I was one of them.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mangoma. Jonga, we still have Mr. Mkandla.
Yes. Mr. Mkandla, you are an analyst. What can you say about the whole process from the nomination court to the number of candidates and the expectations from Zimbabweans?
Thank you very much, Jonga. The process of the nomination of the court, I think, I don't want to lie. On my side, the only problem that I can say it was a problem, it was because of ignorance or misinformed or the candidates. Whereby we were actually, I'm talking on the point of view on in Blawai and in Max North. The forms, and then we had the workshops with the Zach. We have been always following the workshops with the Zach. Whereby the Zach were trying with all costs, by all means, to sort of disseminate the information, particularly on what is required on the very day, or how to fill that form. The what was actually required was the death certificate, the ID, and then the death certificate, the long death certificate, and the ID, and then those photos.
Mm-hmm.
That was the process on how to actually to put the, or to process the form.
The forms.
So the problem is that on our side as candidates, we were actually not filling those forms properly, and then some there is this other document of the code of conduct. People were not filling that way, ignoring that form. And then once you submit the other form without the two documents of code of conduct, then that is not full. You still delay people. Some were actually submitting their forms, and then straight away they were after leaving the area or the venue back home. We spent the whole night waiting, like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That process definitely, you cannot blame based on that, what's name.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other issue of saying our candidates were actually changed or rejected or disqualified, whatsoever. As leaders, I don't think we are giving the followers the rightful information at the right time.
Mr. Mkandla, Mr. Mkandla, can you hold it there? It looks like, when we introduce you to our viewers and listeners, we said you are a political analyst, but it seems like you are also in the running. So would you make a disclaimer and tell us that you are running, and for which party and for what seat?
Well, I'm running, of course, but as an independent.
As an independent. For which seat?
Okay, yeah, I'm running for, I'm at a ward level for a councillor.
Oh, okay. Now, you are one of the hundreds, if not thousands, who have submitted their papers. Now, can you just give us your insight now, talking as an analyst, of why you think there has been such a high number of people who wants to get into these elections like we have never seen before since 1980? What is the reason?
The reason is that we are actually, or people are looking at these elections on different issues. Some are actually looking at these elections as something, or as a business, or as a chance to make a killing, or as a chance of making a history. Just creating a history, a personal history, that is such a year, etc., etc. He or she was once a councillor or a member of parliament or a contestant, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look very closely at what is happening, one will say probably they are people who are actually deployed. They are there by deployment. If you look at the age group and then the character of the person closely, you hardly believe that he is there to service the people, to service the constituents, to service the world. If you look very closely, if you monitor and then make a follow-up, you hardly believe it.
Okay.
The number of political parties on its own, the number of the presidential candidates that were gone through, managed to submit their forms,
Mm-hmm.
You find that it is the number, that number, it is 23.
It's quite high.
It's too much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Stay on the line. We have a caller. Silom Laleli. Siyakwamukela ecingweni.
Yebo.
Yeah, igama ngubani?
Mudube.
Yeah, Dube, sicela uyehlise ivolume yeradio yakho kancane ngoba ingani yenza lokho kuthiwa yifeedback.
Alright, madam. Hello.
Yebo.
Yebo.
Yeah, Dube, ungaphi kwomhlaba?
Ngisembenziswana ku district.
Ah, okay, Hembembeswana. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Yabo ngoba kuhlelo, ngiyaqala ukungena ehlelweni.
Mhm. Hayi, that's yabo.
Ngibona ngendaba leyo ama-candidate afuna ukuba ngo-president. And kuyamangalisa lokho ngoba nxa abantu bebaningi kangaka singaswele ukuthi sizagcina senze njani ngoba akukhali ukuthi sizavota ngendlela enjani.
Mhm.
Ngoba nxabe baningi kangaka akutsho ukuthi vele kuzagcina kwento wakhona kuhlala kuhlupha kuphela kula muntu phela ozawina ivoti la. Yoba la maphathi la maningi amanye adabukana akukhanya ukuthi vele kumi njani kuyaxokozeka kuyaliwa. So ukuthi vele ivoti yakhona kugcina ukuthi usubona ukuthi vele abantu kutho ukuthi bona badinga ukuthi bazifakele imali ezikhwameni zabo kuphela bafuna ukudinga izikhwama zabo ukuthi zikhule kuphela. Ha, ngoba thina sizahlala sidubeka kuphela thina esivotayo. Ngoba akusincedisi.
Okay.
Hayi, bona bazama ukuthi babone ukuthi into efanele ukuthi abantu abayifunayo kuyini balandela imfuno zabantu ayikhona ukuthi thina silandele imfuno zabo. Ngoba lo kuyasikhathaza phe.
Hayi, ngizwakala.
Uthiwa ubani usele party awumazi lo muntu wakhona. Bona abantu abaningi kathesi abangenile ukuthi abafuna ukuba ngo-president. Vele asibazi siqala ukubuza izolo.
Hayi, siyabonga ngembono yakho.
Labe liyaba elizwe bani elinjengaloleni. Hayi, kuzima kakhulu lokhu.
Hayi, kakhulu. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Dube.
Yabonga baba.
Ah, okay.
Ulokutsanangura.
Yes, Jonga is saying that you know this high number of candidates is quite worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them he says he just knew, he got to know them by yesterday. He didn't know they were presidential candidates.
That's democracy at play. Tomboenda kuna vamangoma nerurimi rwamai. Kuwanda kwevanhu kwete vari kukwikwidza pa sarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika chete tinonzwa kuti kana kune vanomirira matare eparamende kumakanzura vanhu vakawanda zvine zvakura kuti mapepa ekuvhotera kana kuti maballot paper anenge akutoti rebei kana kukura kana kuwanda hazvikanganisi vavhoti here izvi
zvinokanganisa vavhoti nekuti aidha mazita kana awandisa munenge makunyora rakarebesa kana kuti munenge makuisa mazita acho ari madiki zvokuti mwanotadza kunyatsoona kuti zvakamira sei saka panenge paine dambudziko ipapo asi kana vanhu vari 10 inenge yakanaka but kana wawanda fanika zvaita mapresidential candidate kusvika kuma 23 zvinenge zvaakuti nesei nekuti munenge makuda mairi kana matatu kuti vanhu vaone kuti wodi saka kuzonyatsa apeta kwacho nezvinenge zvaakunesa
saka zvii zvingaitwa nezeki kuti zvirerukire vanhu vanovhota pamwe chetewo nemi wemapato kuti mutsanangurirwa vanhu venyu kuti hona panenge paine vanhu vanopfuura 500 vari kukwikwidza kusarudzo dzekanzuru kana kuti dzevamiriri veparamende saka iwe kuti utiwane unofanira kunge uchitoita zvakati 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 kana kuti munotarisira here kuti zeki inokasika kuprinda kana kudhinda mapepa maballot paper yekuti mungazofamba muchiratidza vanhu pamunoita misangano yenyu kuti isusitiri apa unotsvaga so unodii
izvozvo ndizvo zvinofanira kuitwa nezeki izvozvo kuti vatitaurire kuti vachaisa mapepa marefu here kana kuti pobuda masample acho ekuti vanhu vanenge vachinyatsoziva kuti kwedu mangoma ari pakati kwete kuti wazoita zvekufungira kana kuzoona musi iwoyo saka tinenge tichikurudzira kuti izvozvo izvo zvikasike kuitwa kuti vanhu varegere kuzokanganisika musi wekuvhota nekuti isika ndikadizaina rangu randinofunga kuti tizvo rinoita mumwe achidizainawo rake tizvo rinofanira kunge rakaita tinge tichitaurira vanhu vedu zvisiri izvo saka zeki inofanira kunge ichibuda ichitaura kuti ballot paper remapuresident rinenge rakati remakanzura rinenge rakati kana vanhu vasvika nhamba dzakati tinenge takuenda pane rimwe peji kana kuti takuenda pane rimwe bepa vanhu vonyatsoziva kuti zvakamira sei
Thank you so much. Vamango maramba yanyu muri parunare.
Ndenge ndiri kuda kukomenda zvinge zvitaurwa na previous one kuti kuwanda kwakaita vanhu vamwe vari kutsvaga usavi vamwe varikuda kushandira vanhu saka zviri kune mavoters kuti vachione kuti ari kutsvaga usavi ndeupi nekuti arikuda kuti nyika ienderere mberi ndeupi saka ndizvo tinokurudzira tisanga tati voterai vamangoma kana kuti munhu anongotaura kuti ndini muhombe uri muhombe pakudya here nekuti toziva kuti zano inenge ichititiriwa hombe asi tese toziva kuti vanhu vari kuenda vezano imbavha zhinji dzacho dziri kuenda kuti vagoba nekuvhara dzimwe mhosva dzavo
tingangodaro zvedu vamangoma kana paine vatinoziva vakambopinda mumatare edzimhosva vachipomerwa nyaya dzekuba vazopinda musarudzo kana pasati pane vakadaro hatigone kuti tivanongedze kuti imbavha asi ndinotenda rambai muri pa
isusu tinonongedza tinozviziva izvozvo
asi isu pachirongwa mange dai takwanisa
wamugabe waitaura kuti pane vanhu vakatendere mbavha dzakatenderedza wamugabe mbavha idzodzo hapana ari mujesi
saka hatisataziva vamangoma kuti vainzi imbavha dzakatenderedza vamugabe pane vari kukwikwidza here musarudzo idzi kuti tizovati muri kuona vanhu vaye vakuya asi vane mhosva dzavakapara regai tione kuti tinovabata here nekuti tichiri mubishi rekuedza kubata vemapato ari kukwikwidza vakawanda asi nhare dziri kutinetsa we are still trying to bring in representatives from other political parties to participate in our program but we are having problems connecting to Zimbabwe. Keep on trying, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, and we also want to remind those who are running, it can be parliamentary, presidential, or council, to get in touch with us. We are going to talk to you so that we are giving you a platform to show and tell the people what you are promising them if you get elected. And our number, of course, is +1 202 465 0318. You can send us a WhatsApp message on that number, and we'll gladly talk to you.
Chris, tavane mumwe wevadare wedu tinava Maxwell Zeb Shumba vano mutungamiri webato reZimbabwe People First. VaShumba, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Tinotenda zvikuru vaJonga.
VaShumba, muri mumwe wevanhu vatungamiri vemapato vari kupinda musarudzo kana kuti vanga vaine tarisiro yekupinda musarudzo. Mungatudza kuti makakwanisa here kuisa mapepa nezuro uye zvakamira sei?
Iya, chokwadi. Isu takaenda nemapepa emakanselers, emaMPs nepresidential. Takaita madambudziko akati one day across the board. Kumwe vanhu vedu vakapinda kumaMP, vamwe vakapinda kumacouncil, kupresident hazina kugoneka. Saka pari zvino tine dambudziko hombe ratakatarisa naro rakaudzwa nokurambwa kwenomination yangu. Saka isusu right now tichitaura nemaloyers edu tichienda kuseki tiri kuita bhizi kuti tione kuti pane zvinogadzirika here. Saka pane basa basa.
Zvikonzero zvipi Dr. Shumba zvakapiwa neezeki pakuramba kwavakaita mapepa enyu?
Angu nokuti tina MP akarambwa na councilor Karam nenini saka ndichataura zvakarambirwa imwe individually angu inini pekutanga vakamboti tikuda ma original document ndobva tavaita bring to their attention kuti no ma requirements akanyorwa clearly kuti bring copies of your IDs the birth certificate tobvanyarara zvikanzi achimbobudai later on tauya zvikanzi no vanhu venyu vakakunominatai vari palist havamo musystem yedu saka tareject kwakwa very late ndobvuka kuma 27 isabvira the whole date recall saka isusu tatambira mashoko iwayo akati rwanda nekuti vanhu vainzi havasi pa havasi musystem vane mavoter slip uye for example mashonal east yakanzi havasi chii havasi musystem councilor wedu akashandisa the same list nomination vakawanikwa vari musystem kumurewa west ward 12 vaarchibald motsi vakakwanisa kuti vapinde paballot vachishandisa the same name kumidlands zvikanzi list vanhu vakandinominata havasimo musystem vacho uye kuti candidate wedu wemp vakesari chibika veshurugwi south vakarambidwa vachinzi vanhu vakavanominata uye zvakare ndo the same people vakandinominata hanzi havasi musystem asi councilor wekushurugi south ikoko akashandisa the same list akawanikwa ari musystem saka taenda kuvheki kuvheki vakataura kuti ya ichokwadi their voters raw haisati updatewa they were trying to update it before the nomination and zvasati updatewa and they acknowledged the unfairness ya MP wedu kushurugwi and vakati no there is 4 days zekuti tinogona kuenda kuelectoral court neproof saka ndopatiri nhasi kansela wedu wokumasvingo vakamutambudza kusvika ndatozodeedza vadhehwa mavhinga vanova human rights lawyer kuti vapindire nokuti paakasvika kuma 10 AM achipinda akabva anzi hazvichaita kuti upinde nekuti tatotanga nomination tikamuti no vataurire kuti no nomination iri kutanga na 10 ichipera na 4 PM akavaudza avapa information iyoyo zvikanzi pati yenyu haisi registered akabuda akanoprinda registration letter yakabva kuzeki inyorwa zimfes ichitaura kuti isu pati yedu iri properly registered akaprinda akavapa akabva azonzi tarakutariona riri kuwadi 4 inoda kuita kansela kuwadi 9 akati no ini ndakatama kare kare ende vanhu vakandinominata vari muwadi 9 zvikanzi yena unotora chi yena unotora any bill roradza kuti waugara ikoko ndakapedzisira ndatofonera vanhu vezek officer yeye akanditi no nyaya ipo ndeyekuti anominatwa nevanhu vekuwadi 4 kansela yakati no thats not true saka dambudziko rekufrustratewa takaswera naro nezuro and clearly hatizive kuti why raitika pandopatiri pana vajonga
nokokupai mubvunzo risati ndaisa kune vamwe vadare kuti imi nhengo dzenyu dzakakutsigirai kana kuti vakakunyorerai kuti hongu muri mutungamiri wedu vakakwanisa here kuenda kunotarisa mazita avo vanhu pavaenda kunotarisa mazita pavoters row musi wa19 kusvika 29 May
kune vamwe vakakundikana nenyaya dzemabasa kune vamwe vakagona kuenda ende vakakundikana nenyaya dzemabasa vanhu vakavaichi vachitemba kuti tine maslip nokuti chihombe chataikoshesa isusu pakunomination noti uso kuvhota panomination ndeyekuti you should be a registered voter ndozvinotaura bumbiro nemutemo saka isusu interpretation yedu yanga iri kuti kana uine voter slip une proof and evidence yekuti wakaregistra. Saka unokwalifya kunominate munhu.
Okay, rabai nyimuri parunare vashumba, Chris, Dr. Shumba, president for Zimbabwe People First. His papers were rejected yesterday, and two of his party members, one for council and one for MP, were also rejected. And for the presidential candidate, he said they failed to register because when he submitted his papers, he was asked to bring in original documents. He had taken with him copies of these documents. And also the people who nominated them, they were said not to be in the ZEC system, which means they were not registered voters. So we'll hear from other guests whether their parties faced the same problems.
Yes, let's go back to Mr. Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, you are hearing all these problems people faced. Some are saying that it's a ploy by ZANU-PF to rig. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think on the case or the matter lies with that, and then the employer. These cases are very much different, I think, in character. The particular person deployed there. Last time, we heard that ZEC has members of CIO, has members of army, has members of retired army or police officers. Maybe the very same station or area is affected by those people who are still maintaining what they were or what they are. Because in ZEC, we have been following ZEC in Matabeleland and in Midland, in part of Kokwe. I've been following. We have been called here and there by ZEC to attend their workshop. There is nothing like that. This is why I'm saying I'm not denying that there is totally nothing like that, or these incidents are not taking place. They are taking place because they are relying on Mangoma, Honorable Mangoma, and then Honorable Daniel,
Maxwell
Shumba. I think they are saying right from their bottom of the text that it really happened. I don't think that they can lie just because of being an opposition member. I doubt, especially at their professional and in their level, at positional level, I don't think they can lie. But I cannot say definitely that the entire ZEC has been doing that. So this shows that it is certain areas, or it depends with the employees or a station. And then this will actually cause a chaos in the near future. It now indicates that quite a number of people will not be found in the voters' roll on the day of election. And then also the number of the political parties, it will also cause the good part of it. It has been narrowed or zeroed to 23. Those who have managed to show up, but in at 133, as was previously said. You find that those papers will be too long, and then we have got people like us. We have never been at school. The Gokos, the Sekurus, and so forth. It will take time for them to identify their candidates. To such an extent that from 7 a.m. up to 7 p.m., if the ZET will be closing down on the day of the election, quite a number of people will fail to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the speed and the process, it will be there.
I see. Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, so we will ask you to maybe we'll join us next time because we want to use that line to get someone else who is going to take over from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm.
Chonga, we have another Mkandla.
Okay.
This one is Tandeko Zinti Mkandla is now joining us. And one interesting thing about Mkandla is that he is a member of the MDCT, but he is contesting in Gwanda as an independent. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mkandla.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Mr. Mkandla, you are a candidate. Can you tell us what happened? Why are you an independent?
Well, let me put it this way. I am a member of the MDC led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. I have no intention of resigning from that party. It did not even make me resign from that party. I want to lay that foundation. Mm-hmm. Now to your question, why am I independent? Mm-hmm. You see, the MDC Alliance is made up of 7 autonomous or independent parties. And those parties came together under the umbrella of the alliance. In the process, constituencies were allocated to alliance members. And it was the respective parties that had to choose candidates for those constituencies. Now, when the candidates were announced in various constituencies and wards, not sure what happens in other parties, people looked in my case and said, no, this is mainly an urban and peri-urban constituency. We need somebody with certain characteristics and perhaps knowledge, exposure, experience, this and that, which perhaps, I'm saying perhaps, they could not find in the chosen candidate of the alliance. Then they said, no, perhaps we could ask you, because we believe you can represent our interests. Not really from a political angle, but a functional and operational level. And if you get such requests from across the professional, social, educational, intellectual divide, and you see that quite a few people are coming, some coming on behalf of others and so forth, one would be tempted to say, let me give it a go, because perhaps these people see something in me that is not in other candidates. And that is what politics is all about. And this is purely outside the rules and regulations of an individual party. That's how I can put it across.
Yes, but Mr. Mkandla, we hosted the MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora, early this week, and he said that they were going to respect the wishes of the people in the constituencies, even if they had some candidates already. But if the people in the constituency say they want a particular candidate, they were going to respect those wishes. Did you ever communicate this issue with the top leadership?
Now, let me put it this way. Let me not be seen to be speaking or saying anything about the MDCT, because I am here talking as an individual who has no mandate whatsoever to talk on the issues of the party. If the SP said that, I respect what he said, he's a senior in the party, but there is nothing that is really specific to me as an individual And the constitution of this country allows one to go in as an independent without necessarily saying that person is cut off himself or herself from the mother body. I'm talking of a constitutional issue, and as I've said, I would like to be seen to be crossing paths with the Secretary General of the party. He was talking in his capacity as the Secretary General of the MDCT led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Because as far as I know, the MTC Alliance is not a political party. It's a coalition of parties, meaning each and every party may and does have its own rules and regulations. But here, I am a member of that party, but I'm doing this outside the alliance because I haven't seen in the party, in the MTC constitution which says I would have breached any rule of the party because it is not there. The alliance is just a grouping of these parties, which I respect. And hence, I do not drag my party into this. I am an individual whom I believe I have not breached any regulations of the party. Of course, if the party says, hey, look, A, B, C, D, I'll have to consider that. But as of now, I am in as an individual at the request mainly of the Gwanda urban voters who feel I may have something to present.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. Time is running out. Let me give time to Mr. Mangoma. Your last words, Mr. Mangoma.
Thank you. I think this election is going to be an important one, and people must know that we are not trusting Zek. What they are saying is not correct. They are trying to make things very difficult for other parties. Right now, today, they have been saying that the voter's roll is now out and those who had been confirmed candidates can pick them up. We sent people to pick them up and they were not there. So I think that this is our chance as Zimbabweans to truly kick ZANU-PF in the teeth and say goodbye to them so that we can once and for all liberate this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangoma. Chris, maybe you can throw your, to Mr. Shumba a question or his comments.
Yes, Mr. Shumba, what's the way forward now as a party, now that you are not being, you are not contesting, but you still have the wishes? So what's the next move?
Yeah, you know, when I'm not contesting, there's no finality there. We are still engaging to ZEC. Like what I say, when we went to ZEC, they referred us to the legal department, who acknowledge that.
Yeah, my question is mainly based on the fact that since you, I mean, if chances are that you are not going to contest, what are you telling your followers, what are you telling your supporters, to vote for who or whatever you are telling them?
What we are telling them is the elections which are going to be held on 3rd July are a sham if they are held using this current voter law.
Mm-hmm.
They will not reflect the wishes of the people. So only elections held with a voter law, which everyone is satisfied with, all political parties
are
satisfied.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shumba. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. We'll just give Mr. Zinti Mkandla just 30 seconds because we are really tight.
Thank you. These elections, as all the participants in this program have been saying, are very critical and crucial. I think what is more important is that these elections are looking beyond the parties rather than on the caliber, the quality of the candidate, and may the best candidate for whatever office win the confidence of the people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thandeko Zintimkandla, independent candidate. You also heard from Mr. Maxim Kandla and Mr. Maxwell Zeb Shumba, and of course, Mr. Elton Mangoma. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Mora Zakanaka.